internationally renowned wellness writer and chef, described by Elle magazine as the golden girl of the wellness world, former TV host, former model turned wellness journalist, and five-time best-selling author, I think I want to be you. In my next life, welcome to my show, Candace Kumai. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Wendy. How are you?
I mean, to be called the golden girl of wellness. I mean,
I didn't know they called me that until I read it about myself. I was like, oh, really? Wow.
I know. It's like, wow, that's who I am. Yes, Elle magazine described you as that. I mean, I'm going through your website and all your recipes and your inspiration, your lifestyle and your wellness. You just gave me like a whole breath of fresh air, I have to tell you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I definitely pride myself in being very original.
You are for sure. Now, and you, it glows in you even, you know, when you forget about looking at you in person. I mean, just looking at your website is just beautiful. Were you always clean? Did you always eat clean?
You know, I love that question. I have been all about healthy eating and fresh foods for probably about a decade. When I was in high school, my mom always tried to get me to eat better because I was a typical teenager who didn't want to eat well.
Right.
I wanted to eat what everyone else was eating, which was like Carl's Jr. or like just going out and eating something not good for you.
Fast food.
Yeah, and that, now it's like, well, fast forward many years later, and I've learned how to utilize real whole foods with whole ingredients to change and overhaul my entire diet, and I feel 1,000 times better because of it.
And it's just something that you do. It's not even, you don't even think about it. It's just what you do.
Right. Very true.
Yeah. I mean, all the books that you wrote, I mean, I was going through your recipes and your smoothie recipes. They're very simple.
They're so good. I really think it's all about finding ingredients that make you feel good and that really taste amazing. And I think once you change over to eating better foods, your body just reacts to it and it becomes used to it.
I think also, I know when I eat better, I feel better too.
Yeah,
you know, it's
totally.
Just like you are what you eat, right? Isn't that what they
totally.
Say?
Absolutely. And I think there are certain ingredients that I incorporate into my diet every day, like Nature's Intent apple cider vinegar, which is organic, and it's fermented. It's got the mother in it, which most people don't know about. So it's little changes in your diet every day that can make a big difference. Apple cider vinegar may help aid in digestion and help to keep you feeling satiated and may also help to boost your immunity. So these are things that I personally believe are important to health. And also, I mean, eating your fresh fruits and vegetables that are in season is what my mom always taught me to do. And you're right. Like, now I finally listen to her.
So apple cider vinegar, do you just put a spoonful in your the liquid into your smoothie?
Well, what I love is you can drop a tablespoon or two into your smoothie. You can put it into like a detox drink, like with some seltzer water and kombucha. Mm-hmm. You can also mix it into your dressings or any of your salads. And you can also utilize it for marinades and sauces and things like that. Or you can even finish off your favorite soup with a touch of Nature's Intent apple cider vinegar to get like that awakening of flavors.
Okay. Now, you're a big berry person, right?
I am.
What is it about the berries?
Well, I think that it's because they're full of antioxidants. They are full of vitamin C. They help to produce more collagen. They fight free radicals. Berries are known for many different things. And, of course, these are all things that I've read from studies that I've done research on as a journalist. But time and time again, I think frozen berries, mixed berries make incredible smoothies, and you can drop some almond milk in there with a little bit of greens, a touch of apple cider vinegar. It is amazing the vibrant flavors that you'll get when you try something new, and you might surprise yourself.
I know, and I have to tell you, I don't mind a spinach salad, but when I put the spinach in my smoothie, I don't mind the taste.
Yeah, Wendy, you don't know that there's spinach in the smoothie.
I mean, it looks pretty. I feel like I'm doing really well because it's green.
Yeah, I mean, any supplements that make you feel good, I always tell people, do what makes you feel good, but really if you stick to what nature created naturally, like superfoods like organic apple cider vinegar, organic miso paste, organic soy sauce, these are things that really can help to benefit your body and really change the way that you look at cooking in your meals.
Big difference. I'm trying to really teach my kids that too. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to Candace Kumai, internationally renowned wellness writer and chef. Elle Magazine dubbed her as the golden girl of the wellness world, and I love that saying. So I'm even looking at your rosemary lemonade. Oh my God, I just bought rosemary. I'm going to stick it in my lemonade.
It's so good. Yeah, it's time for summer, so we do say that it is time to change your recipes, like overhaul them for what's in season right now. And I think making fresh lemonade or making a new detox drink with kombucha tea and adding apple cider vinegar for awakening benefits. So really, I just think the acidity in vinegar is one of my favorite flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it just goes well with my everyday foods. But again, it's all about the benefits that you're getting for the foods that you eat every day.
I get it. I feel like it too. When I eat better, I feel better. So tell us your daily routine if you can.
Well, I usually wake up early morning and make a cup of matcha, and I'll look out the window at New York City.
Oh.
And then when I feel ready to work, I'll either write, meditate, or go to workout class, one of the three. But if it's a day like today, it's wake up, pack, go to set, hair and makeup first thing, then wardrobe, then we do a run through a rehearsal. Every day is a little bit different, which is why I've kind of always encouraged women to really pursue their dreams and to do what they want with their lives. Although it's a harder route to be independent as a writer and author and public figure, I think I wouldn't have wanted it any other way, because I really do make my own schedule and I love focusing on what makes me feel good and what can we do to help other people. And I think at the end of the day, that is really what matters.
Now, what if because you're busy, you're on the go a lot, like everybody else. What if you don't have time to prep and you don't have, well, I say that, but we all should make our time. But if you're out, what would you do? What would you stop and get if you couldn't prep?
You mean like grabbing food on
yes.
the go? So sometimes I just grab sushi, which is one of my favorite things to grab and go if it's like a really good, yummy grocery store that has like good rolls. I also really like big green salads. So if you're running by a Sweet Green or something like that, it's great to get a nice big chopped salad. And if it's like a really quick day, I might even grab like a handful of nuts, or I'm like, you know, every now and then I'm going to, everyone's laughing.
Do you cheat? Tell us, do you cheat, Candace?
Yeah, of course, I'll grab chocolate, fine. An avocado, a protein bar on occasion that isn't bad for you, a really good quality protein bar. I mean, the thing that people, I want them to know more about myself, and I'm actually launching a podcast because of this, is you see about 5 minutes of my life and my personality when I'm on set, but you never actually see who I really am. I'm actually much more chill and normal than people want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But the perception that we give off is that, you know, I'm all about perfection and food that's so clean that, you know, you wouldn't dare have a drink or a cocktail around me. But the truth is I'm actually, I just like having fun, and I really do love celebrations and parties and things like that.
And lots of water, I bet you would have said, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Lots of water. Yeah, she's fun too. Candace is fun. I mean, they probably think, oh, because you never do anything. I'm sure you.
Oh, no.
You have, you know, we all live a little bit, and just because we eat clean and all that. When's your next book coming out? I mean, all your books. I need to get every single one of them.
Oh, thanks, Wendy. So my latest book is called Kintsugi Wellness, and it actually just came out April 17th.
Yes. I love the cover, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's different. Yeah, it's different from all your other ones.
Right. It is. And it was a really, surprise for everybody that I would turn a different leaf and follow my ancestors' heritage. But I didn't really have anywhere else to go, to be honest. As somebody who's very original in writing, I didn't want to do what everybody else was doing. I found that very, with the current. I would almost always go against the current and have no problem doing so.
Right.
And so Kintsugi Wellness is about the Japanese practice of mind, body, spirit. It includes my journey through Japan on healing my heart and also 45 to 50 amazing recipes that are good for your health. That includes foods that have probiotics like apple cider vinegar, miso paste, soy sauce, and how my ancestors have been able to live long, healthy, vibrant lives without really even thinking about it. It's just part of their heritage. Yeah. It's quite impressive.
I guess times are different now, Candace, right?
Everything
about the world is different now than it was when, your grandparents and my grandparents and their grandparents.
Totally.
It's just different. So we all say that. I know my grandma lived to 96 and she ate candy and junk and never died in her life and as healthy as could be, but it's different. The air is, everything's different.
So I think it's because it probably is a large portion of, I don't know, where we got lost in not really looking to our ancestors for more wellness and health tips. I have no idea where that happened, but I think it was my job to sort of redirect the public and say, wait a minute, if these people have lived the longest, healthiest lives, let's look to them for inspiration instead of now, trending things that have been happening for the last few years. What I love also about Nature's Intent organic apple cider vinegar is the family has been making vinegar for 8 generations, and that is not normal. And so when I went to Japan, I also did a lot of studies with the elderly who were working into their 80s, and, they just, for some reason, really impressed me. And I said, these are stories that really need to be told. So you can read more about that in my book, Kintsugi Wellness.
I know. I love it. Kintsugi. I was like, I love to even say it. Kintsugi Wellness. I feel like, I can't explain it, but I love the cover. I love that it was a little bit different. I love that you stepped out of yourself a little bit to do that. So it's wonderful. I love that you share with us this morning, because I have to tell you, you just gave me a little bit of a boost. Just talking
Great.
To you.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to hearing from you again.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk again. Candace Kumai, thank you so much. International renowned wellness writer and chef. Get all her books. They're all wonderful. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Wendy.